It's been a hectic week learning the playbook. It's an extensive playbook, a lot more extensive than the one I'm used to coming from college. But luckily, you know, football's football. It's been, the progression has been well, I feel, of learning it. Otherwise, everybody here has been really cool, and they obviously run a Class A program around here, you know, A1A, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just excited to be here.
Have you hit the weight room at all and showed off those bench abilities?
No, I haven't. I'm pretty sure I've been trying to squeeze in a workout, but Coach Levitt keeps pushing me away, and then I squeezed in a neck workout, and he was like, he said I was making him mad and told me to get out. But
have you always been the strongest player on every team you've been on? Have you ever had a stronger teammate?
John Simon, and he's at Baltimore right now. He and I would always battle it out for the strongest. I beat him this off season, but it's been us. And then, but in high school, yeah, I was obviously the strongest player.
You look forward to comparing your bench reps and other workouts against guys in the locker room as well.
Definitely, I love competing in the weight room. It's just you know, gets a good environment in the weight room. I love it.
Initial reaction of just walking around here, putting on a jersey, getting out on the field, just what kind of thoughts are going through your head?
It was amazing. I'm just, you know, being a, growing up a Packers fan, it was just an amazing feeling to put on that helmet. I haven't earned anything yet, so just to put it on was nice, but, you know, I actually got to earn and make the roster to call myself a Packer and consider myself a teammate of these guys, so I got a long way to go.
You, Coach McCarthy said that really what they're looking for is somebody just to jump out at them, somebody who has that it factor, not necessarily do absolutely everything right during rookie camp. How do you make yourself stand out in that way?
You know, just by going 100%, you know, you can only do as good as you are, you know, and you've prepared yourself up to this point. So just go 100%, give it your all every play. And you got to have a good understanding of the playbook to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be slow and timid. So I'm fortunate enough to have guys like Garth Gerhardt here that has sort of showed me the ropes a little bit. And but yeah, 100% and know, have a good understanding of the playbook.
How difficult is a thing like this rookie camp for a center quarterback exchange and just for that kind of a relationship? You know, you maybe even didn't even see talk to the guy before you got to the field part. Like,
I know.
You're snapping to him.
Definitely. It was, we had a few mishaps out there, and we definitely got to get better at that. But you know, with both quarterbacks, but we talked, and we're both going to get he's going to be a little more pressure. I got to get the ball up a little more, but yeah, that's definitely an issue, but you just got to get past that. You know, I think the coaches understand that, but regardless, you got to fix it, you know.
Football's your job now. Does that change anything? Obviously, it was pretty serious in college, but now you are a professional football player, and I said you have to make a roster. If this is your job, does that change anything about the way you go about it?
Not the way you go about it, as long as you've always gone about it as a professional, and I think at Ohio State that Coach Meyer and everybody had really just told us to approach it in a professional way, and that's what I've always done, and everybody from Ohio State's always done. But it does add a little more stress, you know, that's just the nature of the business. But, you know, you just got to do what you got to do and play football.
Is there still a fun component to this, the game you played all your life, or is it different?
Definitely, it was a lot of fun out there. It was fun that we got out there, get some action going, and, you know, it was fun. You know, it's always fun when you get out on the field. It's off the field that your mind starts racing, you know, and starts thinking. But it was a great time.
How well did you know Jake at Ohio State? Did you talk to him at all?
Oh, yeah. I know Jake real well. You know, we're not, you know, best buds, but we are good friends. And, yeah, he's been a lot. He's been a big help here, just showing me the ropes. And now I got a guy that came from the same program as I did, and I can ask him, and he can give me a true opinion on how this program differs from the other one. So, you know, he's been a huge help to me.
You talk about just, you know, having to earn your way onto the roster, but is there like a perceived opportunity and seeing that, you know, there is no mainstay at center from a year ago?
I'm just here, honestly, I'm just here to make the roster and call myself a teammate of these guys and earn the right to wear the G on the side, you know. But regardless, I just got to do as well as I can do. That's all I can do. You know, I can't be Superman or whatever. I just got to perform at the highest level that I can perform, and hopefully that's good enough.
So you honestly have never looked at the depth chart and thinking, you know, if I play as well as I know that I can play, that there's something for me out here?
I think everybody knows about the opportunity there, but, you know, I can't beat myself up over, you know, worrying about, oh, am I doing well enough to play? You know, it's just you got to go out there with no play like you have nothing to lose, and that's the only way I feel like I can play.
Growing up a Packer fan, was there one spot you really wanted to go to when you first got into in the town or one spot you were especially excited to see?
Lambeau Field. As I haven't been in the stadium. I've never been to a game. So, you know, I'm excited to, you know, if I get the chance, get out there and actually play on it.
Goosebumps?
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt.